वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
हम चाहे भक्ति योग में से हम चाहे भक्ति योग में से
have you got Bhagavad Gita with you? Just you distribute कर होम योग हो गया। See, this is 14th chapter, verse number 26. Mam cha yo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate. These are first two lines. Third line, sa gunan samataityan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. All words are very familiar to us. So please pronounce it clearly. Mam chayo abhivicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Mam chayo abhivicharena bhakti yogena sevate. Sagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Very madhur. The sound vibration, the transcendent sound vibration of Bhagavad Gita is non-different from Krishna himself. Krishna and his speaking is not different. We are limited in our potencies, so I am different from my speaking. You are different from your speaking. But Krishna is non-different. So when we speak Bhagavad Gita, when we sing Bhagavad Gita, we should definitely remember that we are touching the Supreme Absolute Truth, Krishna. It is our foolishness that we think separate. I am reading Bhagavad Gita, Krishna might be in Gorakhpurda. No. As soon as you utter the words, this transcendent sound vibration, ye divya dhvani, ye bhagwan se bhinna nahi hai. Bhagavad Gita ki divya dhvani, ye bhagwan swayam hai. Bola hi Maharaj ji ko. Maam chayo.
Maam cha vicharena.
No.
Maam chayo vicharena.
Bhakti yoga sevate. The thing is, the long words should be pronounced long, otherwise they will not fit into the lyric. Mam chayo, mam is long. Mam is long. So don't be miser in pronunciation. Mam chayo.
Mam chayo.
Abhivicharena bhakti yogena sevate so gunan samatitaita brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama
Hare Rama Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
ये छंद है इसका, ये हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र में ये छंद है, इसको अनुष्टुप छंद कहते हैं। ये छंद में ये श्लोक है। माम चयो अभिविचारेना bhakti yogena sevate swagunan samatitaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. This without understanding, just to sing the shlokas is to really realize Krishna. Aapko samajhne ki koi avashyakta nahi. Ye sanskrit dhvani aisi hai, ye divya dhvani hone se, khali bolne se समझ में न भी आए तो भी बोलने से कृष्ण दर्शन होते हैं। non-different in identity. ये सेम आइडेंटिटी, इसकी पहचान है, भगवान की पहचान है। ये देखा नहीं जा सकता, ये कान से देखा जाता है। ही कैन नॉट बी सीन बाय अवर मटेरियल आईज, बट ही कैन बी वेरी मच रियलाइज्ड एंड सीन, हर्ड एंड रियलाइज्ड थ्रू द ट्रांसेंडेंट साउंड वाइब्रेशन, पर्टिकुलरली ऑफ भगवद गीता। भगवद गीता इज कमिंग फ्रॉम हिज लोटस माउथ। प्लीज हैव फुल फेथ इन दिस and cultivate the strong faith to sing Bhagavad Gita. Maam chayo abhidicharena,
maam chayo abhidicharena,
bhakti yogena sevate,
bhakti yogena sevate,
sagunan samati taita,
sagunan samati taita,
brahma bhuyaya kalpate,
brahma bhuyaya kalpate,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे,
हरे
राम हरे राम,
राम
राम हरे हरे। The secret of learning is to address Krishna through the महामंत्र। महामंत्र का जाप करिए हमेशा। हमारे बच्चे हैं, 3-3 साल के हैं, प्ले ग्रुप में, स्कूल में, उनको बेचारों को बोलना बराबर आता नहीं। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र बोलते हैं तो श्लोक सीख जाते हैं। दिस इज द वे टू लर्न। बुद्धि सभी में होती है, किसी में बुद्धि कम नहीं होती है, पर कोई प्रयत्न करता है और कोई नहीं करता है। प्लीज सिंसियरली ट्राई। दिस यर्निंग, दिस थीसिस फॉर एग्जिस्टेंस इज नॉट गोइंग टू बी रिपीटेड, सर्टेनली। ये यर्निंग मिल गई है, ये कभी रिपीट नहीं होगी। और रिपीट करना चाहोगे तो दो मनुष्य जन्म के बीच में 8,400,000 स्पीसीज है। डू वांट टू हैव दैट चेकर? क्या सोचा है सुनने के? तो बैठ जा धोती में। नाइस टू यू सी योर सन ऑल्सो वेयरिंग धोती, दैट इज द वे। क्या बात है, तू सामने बैठा है, आज पकड़ा जाएगा। आज सज्जन प्रिया को पकड़े हैं। His wife is transcendently intelligent and is very kind of him to allow her to go ahead in devotional service. She is really presenting so many contributions to the tribe. They are worth reading. Please, those who are not downloading our Granthas, they should start from today. Our Kanchagar is here. Take the website number or whatever. I don't know what is it. But he will give you the whole particulars. And please be attached to this tribe. It will help you to understand more and more. Yes. I'll tell you. Yeah. Now, inko bolne dijiye. Decide. No. They will decide. Yes. Start.
Devade Sarvanam.
This, please see in the first line, there is a sign in between Maam Chayo Vyabhicharena. That sign means A is silent. So we have to pronounce A. Otherwise the meaning is opposite. Maam chayo vyabhicharena is wrong. Maam chayo avyabhicharena. Don't commit this mistake while reading Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise the meaning will be completely opposite. Pronunciation should be correct. Maam chayo avyabhicharena.
Maam chayo avyabhicharena. Bhakti vine sevate.
Again, loudly.
Maam chayo avyabhicharena, bhakti yogena sevate, sarva samadhi taita, brahma bhuyaya kalpate.
Yes, equivalent of that. Yeah, no, equivalent. Word to word.
Maam.
Maam.
See, it's very easy to understand. First, Prabhupada in the first part of the purport refers to that verse, Maya Dakshina Prakriti Sarasanam. Very nice. To tell you about that, that's Bunya Vajra. Maya Dakshina. Maya is Adhyaksha. Is a very nice word. Adi Aksha. There are two words in it. Adi means before. And Aksha means to see. Those who are Adi Aksha, they see before the followers see. That's why he is Adi Aksha. He has more knowledge than the followers. So he sees everything before. And that's why his guidance is very correct. And that is the root of obeying the elders. This is a Vedic tradition. We don't even raise our head in front of the elders to look at them eye to eye. That is Vedic culture. Our Krishnamayi Mataji, is he here? Is she here? I don't think she is here. No, she is very, very humble. Very able, but very humble. But she's never proud. And that's why she is able to serve on her own. She is running children classes in Bombay, in Vandra, and 40 children are coming to her class. And she is working. This is a reaction. As soon as you obey, then you are qualified to order. Without obedience, orders you can't give. You will make the mess of the whole thing. You don't obey and give the orders. Here, our main guide in this world at the moment, and I hope that in future also there may not be anybody, is Srila Prabhupada. We are not fanatics. We are very lucky to have Maharaj Sri here. Because he is direct, Prabhupada's disciple. And Sannyasi since long, very long. The thing is, the presence of the Prabhupada's disciple and dedicated to the prachar, the preaching, of his desire is the best thing we are doing. And these sannyasis, they are really very elevated. Please always look to them reverently, worship them, and you will get the best of them from them. That is Adi Aksha. And Krishna definitely sees everything before us. That's why he's adhyaksh, supreme adhyaksh. There cannot be any adhyaksh more powerful than him. That idea somehow or the other must sink in our mind. And with this idea, the concomitant effect on our behavior is that our elders have got to be respected. Definitely. And in that also, if you are lucky to have mother and father alive, then please treat them as Krishna. That is their relationship, and the children's relationship are next to the relationship which you are in the transcendent world with Krishna. So it's a material replica. In the material world, this is a replica. So those who try to aspire for the devotees, the first quality they have to cultivate is humility, at least in front of their parents. Everywhere they should be humble. In Gujarati, it's very nicely said, Namtu Jagne Gamtu. Those who go down, everybody likes them. Please, our tradition, Vedic tradition, forces us to be humble. We never raise our head in front of the elders. And that's why we worship our sannyasis, we worship our gurus. Guru tattva is same. Persons may be different here and there. It doesn't matter. We should not be offended unnecessarily. As it is, there are so many divisions. Again, I should create more divisions. So please don't do this. Those who are not attracted to Krishna and those who don't have the unflinching devotional service of Krishna, they only have the discrimination. Otherwise, there is no chance that we have discrimination. No chance. This is the root of our behavior. Unless the behavior improves, you cannot even think about Krishna. Behavior must change. We have changed our dresses. We have shaved off maybe our heads. We have shikha. Everything is there. But mere changing of dress and shikha will not make you the devotee. People see the behavior. People don't hear you alone. They see your behavior. In America, somebody carried on very nice research, you know, that how people learn. So he found out that in lectures, they only learn 7% by hearing the lecture. You are hearing now. You would say that in America they have proved, I only learned 7%. It's to your advantage. Then, when they associate with the speaker, they learn more 35%. Then they know whether the speaker is speaking and realizing it or not. So they learn more. But when they stay with the speaker and thoroughly well know his activities, then they learn 95%. So always be careful about this. Before we open our mouth, apni achari Prabhu jive rashikai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very nicely insists. Apni achari. Achar means not pickle. Mother achar is pickle also. I said, yes, I like mango pickle. I'm sorry. You have to sit in front. So you have to. Yeah, all bumps you have to. Sorry. Anyway, don't mind. The thing is, and if you are want more misery, then we have your key with us. We have to just tell Abhir Kanya and she'll make hell for you. Yeah. So please, as it is, the living entities in the world, they are suffering. Everybody has a material body, without doubt. Everybody. Everybody has to take some prasadam, digest, etc. is not in under our control. Krishna says, Maya Dekshina. Prakriti Suyate Sa Sara Sara Acharam. Moving and non-moving, all Prakriti, they are working under my superintendence. And in English, superintendence is a very nice word. We intend, but he superintends. Then only things happen. We thought that we have Rath Yatra. That was our idea. But superintends, you know, unless Krishna superintends, nothing materializes. So always we have to run to Krishna for his superintention. And that's why he's telling, under my superintendence, everything works. So everywhere, we are cornered. We are not free at all. We are completely dependent on the Supreme Absolute Truth. Unnecessary, we become proud that I am this, I am this, I am this, I am this. It's completely wrong. The thing is that as soon as we understand this, that we are fully dependent on Him. So as soon as you go to Him with a submissive attitude, then He is very much ready to relieve you from all your difficulties. And the first and foremost difficulty is that we are completely consumed and victimized by the three modes of material nature. That's the first thing. We cannot get out. Here we are sitting, we understand very nicely the three modes are not really worth going through. But even then, as soon as you get up, again the three modes are there. This is our position. In order to get out from the three modes, we must come to this point that we have to have unflinching devotional service towards Krishna. Otherwise, modes will consume us. And the first effect of the mode is that we will always think bad about the others. As soon as we see so many white hair is there, I don't see my whole hair right. But I see four hair there. This is my tendency. We always criticize others. Please don't do that. Criticism. Vaishunam. In Bhagavad Gita, a nice word, Vaishunam. You should avoid Vaishunam, criticizing others. If you want to criticize, criticize yourself. Daya bhai janiye, Bhagavan ki daya bhai janiye, jab dikhe apna dosh. This is the Hindi. Bhagavan ki daya bhai janiye, jab dikhe apna dosh. When you can find out your own defects, the real mercy of Krishna on you. And whenever there is some trouble, some misunderstanding, some fighting, something is going on, then always blame yourself. That cuts short the material activities. Instead, because we are victimized by the mode, we prolong those activities. Hiranyaksha was killed by Varaha Bhagavan. But Hiranyakashipu was very upset. Second generation. He said, this Vishnu Bhagavan is rascal man. Why he killed my elder brother? He didn't know that his elder brother was creating so much havoc on this planet. He didn't blame him. We were very loyal to Vishnu. Israel also killed him. And that's why he didn't want his own son to utter the name of Vishnu. This is there for generations, the enmity flow. In order to stop this, in order to purify our own generation, we must put the Vedic culture into day-to-day practice. And this is realization. Otherwise, the generations are gone. Do you want to finish your generation? You may finish your own life, but why do you touch old generation? This has the effect for generations. those who are devotees, people in their generation, the younger ones, they will be proud that my father was, whatever he was a very nice devotee. Proud for generation that my grandfather was devotee. My great-grandfather was very nice devotee. Prahlad Maharaj, even now he is remembered, not as a demon, but as a devotee. This devotion service infiltrates throughout your generations. Whereas you go on the other path, and the whole generation will condemn you, completely condemn you. Don't follow these paths. And this is the prerequisite to have the sincere devotion service to Krishna. And then again, Prabhupada refers to another verse from Bhagavad Gita, and he says, 7:14, 7th chapter, verse number 14, Daivi Hesha Gunamai Mama Maya Duratya. It's very difficult to cross over my leisurely energy, which is full of three guni, gunamai, full of three modes of material nature again. But if you want to cross over, in the second line, the Bhagavad Gita advises you, Krishna advises you, these younger generations should be forced to follow the devotional service. They don't understand at the moment the three modes and this and that. But the elders have to understand this and force the younger generation to come to the right path. Otherwise, younger generation will be destroyed. And that is what is happening at the moment. Younger generation don't have any place to go to. It's only Prabhupada's temples. Wherein we have very loving attitude towards the younger generation. Otherwise, nobody welcomes. You go into any other temple, so-called, and they are really dead. There is nothing going on. The buildings are there. The buildings don't make the temple. At least we are transcendently proud that in any ISKCON temple, these four activities are going on. And that makes the temple alive. The first thing is going on is from 4 o'clock in the morning to 9 o'clock at night. The worship is going on. At least two times the vastras are changed. We keep the altar very clean. That is our monopoly. You go to any other place, the altar is not worth looking at. Completely dirty. This is not the devotion service. This is life in our temple. Anybody comes here, your deities are beautiful. Why? Because the whole thing is clean. People don't want to clean themselves, but they like cleanliness. You don't have to prepare idli. But you like idli, very much, I know. You want thali, full of thali idli. Man, reduce the quantity. The thing is, we don't come to the live symptom. And we don't really appreciate these things. If you really appreciate, then in our house also, if humble small altar is there, we keep it and make it a little clean. Cleanliness, Prabhupada liked it very much. Always insisted on that. He never wanted to see the devotees moving about. Devotee was one moving about here and there. He said, hey, what are you doing? I have finished my service, Prabhupada. He said, no, you haven't finished. Bring the duster and clean the corner, it's dirty here. So he wanted us to be clean completely. Wherever we stay, we have to be clean. This is life. And that's why our temples are live temples. Any temple you go, the cleanliness is there. Worship is sincere, worship is going on. Then the second thing we are doing, the preaching is our monopoly. Prabhupada literatures are so alive. We are not reading the books. We are really talking to him. He speaks. He's not bothering. Even we start from the first page, and if we are peace for some time, we go on up to whatever pages we can go. It is so interesting to read. And this forces us, once we learn from his purports, it forces us to speak. Those who hear from him, they speak. And apart from the purports, he has left us vast spiritual paraphernalia. So many tapes are there. MP3s are there. So many translations are there. Ishopanishad is there. Natural devotion is there. Natural instruction is there. And so many books here. 100 books nearly he has given. Even now we are surviving on his books. So please try to give the place. This is symptom of life. Otherwise the dead man cannot speak, isn't it? Have you seen any dead cannot speak? Vasham? No. Maybe in Delhi? They may speak, huh? No? I thought that in Delhi, dead person will speak. No. So anyway, this is the life symptom. So in worship we are number one. In preaching we are number one. And nobody gives the idea of the practical things in the temple. And that's why young ones, as well as the old ones, they crowd around. And the word spreads. And within no time, we have reciprocation from Krishna himself. We did not have anything when we started this building. It was just plinth money, hardly. And just, we raised this plinth 6 feet and money ran out. And somehow there we didn't know. So we were sitting on the plinth and chanting. And somehow the other money was supplied from so many corners. And the building was completed in 9 months. We surprised you. Same thing happened in Dwarka also. We did not have anything and somehow the other 1.5 crore is gone there. Please. There is no limit to his kindness if you go to him really. Tadvidhi Pani Patayana Vari Krishna Antite Jnanam Vanyasthapa. He is one. Pranipat, go and he will give you everything. Bali Maharaja was sitting in his court, in his dependal, you know, where he was performing yajna. So Shukracharya was there, his guru. And Shukracharya was not only guru, but he had given him Jivan Dham. Bali Maharaj had dead, he was dead. But Shukracharya knew Sanjeevani Mantra. So he had forced him to be alive. So important guru was there. So Shukracharya did not want him to pay obeisance to Vamandev. But as soon as he saw this small butter coming in his pandal, and so beautifully with an umbrella in his hand and coming to lay there. To cook. Bali Maharaja, he is not an ordinary child. He maybe Krishna is coming. So he wanted to pay obeisances. But Guru was very powerful. He didn't want him to pay obeisances. So Bali Maharaja controlled him. But only the inclination to pay obeisances was recognized by Vamandev. This is his greatness. When inclination, you don't do it. But at least you should be inclined. Don't read. But at least you think that I'm going to read. Don't do it. Otherwise, and this one, not even. Because you have told me to think. I'm always thinking. I know you better. The thing is, we always want to find out shortcuts. Please. This is the nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. And to that truth, we have to dedicate. And one very nice verse, Ram Bhutta Singh from Valmiki Ramayana. You have to learn that verse, otherwise you know prasadam. So you learn that. See, sing after me. Very easy. Everything is included in this verse. Jai. Jagannath Bhale Subhadra Ji Ki. Jai.
Nanya spruha.
Spruha, you know. What is the meaning of spruha? Spruha. Yeah, very good. Don't speak. Whenever I ask questions, you are not to speak. Except you, anybody. Nanya spruha. Raghupate. Radhae. Asmadiye, Nanyasruha, Raghupate, Radhae, Asmadiye. In our Radhae, in our heart, there is no other desire. Bhakta says to Lord Rama. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Asmadiye means in our hearts. In our Hridaye Asmadiye. In our hearts there is no other desire. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Speak up. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. I don't have any other desires. So you also don't have any other desire. Our cooking will be saved. Don't eat. That is also desire. Sam, you're always single. Let it go. Yeah. He says, I don't have any other desire. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Satyam Vadami. Satyam. He says, Satyam. I'm telling you the truth. Nothing but the truth. In our courts, we take this vow and we all tell lies. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma. That is the quality of Krishna. Akhilantaratma. He is situated in everybody's hearts. Akhilantaratma Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma. Yes, recite. Yes. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye. Very good. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Taratma. Very good. You are done. Again. Lead them. Nanya Sruha
Raghupate
Hridaye Asmadiye. Very good. Bhavan Akhilantaratma. Is Hari Priya. Repeat. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma. Two lines you have got. He says, I don't want to have any desire. I don't have any desire in my heart. Satyam Vadami, I am telling you the truth, nothing but the truth. Please, you are Akhilantaratma. You know my desires. So you can check whether I have any other desires. That is the meaning of Akhilantaratma. Nanya Sruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma. The louder you speak, the more exercise your stomach muscles will have. So please loudly, you will be more hungry. It's my loss is there, but I am ready. Come on. Nanya Sruha Raghupate. Very good. half verse is already there. Now he says, I want something. Which is Ram? Bhaktim prayaccha, bhaktim prayaccha, raghupungava nirbharame. This is his desire. First he says, I don't have any desire. But then slowly he asks, bhaktim prayaccha, raghupungava nirbharame. You please, give me a wind that devotional service of. That is his desire. Nanyasruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma Bhaktim Prayaccha Raghupungava Nirbharame. Raghupungava, Pungava means leader. Leader of Raghu dynasty. Hey, Ram. One of the names of Ram is Raghu Pungava. Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma Bhaktim Prayaccha Raghu Pungava Nirbharame. And then again from Tira, yes, in the fourth line. That is very important. Bhaktim prayaccha Raghupungava Nirbharame Kamadi Dosha Rahitam Kurumana Samcha Govindamadi
Purusham
Tamaham Vajami. The Brahma Sahita chant is there. Nanyasruha Raghupate Hridaye Asmadiye Satyam Vadami Bhavan Akhilantaratma Bhaktim Prayaccha Raghupungava Nirbharame Kamadi Dosha Rahitam Kurumanasam. Manasam, mind. My mind is my enemy. Is full of lusty desires. Kamadi dosha rahitam. Please clear it. Kamadi dosha rahitam. Kurumanasam. And how to recognize the lusty desires? The desire, apart from the devotional service of Krishna, they are all unwanted desires. Please. Jesus tried to please the Lord. Except that any other desire is calm. Don't go in for it. Divert your attention from the obnoxious desires to the auspicious desires. Otherwise your life will be destroyed. You will have very deceased body. That's the first installment we have. If our desires are not correct. Kamadi dosha rahitam kurumana samcha. And only one desire. Govindamadi dosha. It's only one desire. If you stick to this, your life will be always auspicious. Mangal. Mangale bhyopi mangalam. Among all the mangal things, this is the most mangal thing. Most auspicious. And these are the verdicts of Valmiki Rishi. He can never be wrong. Please remember this. And it will be very easy for you to cross over the three modes of material nature. Don't think any ill for the others. No, criticism should be completely absent. That is the first winning point in the devotional service. Otherwise, the first thing comes to our mind is the criticism. Don't do that. Save yourself from it. And you will save half your life. Half your time you will be saving. And don't do that. That is calm. As soon as we try to talk, we'll always have a tongue. So much enjoys the criticism. There is some mellow in criticism. So I won't change it around. But I'll say, hey, he does that. And you go to Krishna, he also does the same. You are not welcome there. He says, come here, you get up. Please, don't be rejected by Lord Ram. Again, come on, who will recite? One should
lead.
Very good, very good. Who will repeat? No, close your book. Close your book. You are thief. Yes. Nanyas Braha. And in Kamari Dosh, these defects, they include everything. All the bad activities are included in Kamari Dosh. So please try to save yourself and be sincere or increase in devotion service. We should stop here. We are controlled by time. So please have prasadam and take rest. Early in the morning, hopefully Krishna willing, see you in Mangal.